Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Angelucci of Level Financial Advisors is joining us on the WBEN Trocar College Lifeline this morning. Michael, this week's Fed meeting is a big one, biggest one in a long time. It's been, I think, 4 years or more since we've had an interest rate cut. What are you expecting?
I think right now we're expecting, or the market's expecting, a quarter point decrease in interest rates. Some people are arguing for a half a percent, but it seems like from what I've read and listened to, the consensus is about 0.25 or a quarter percent decrease in the Fed funds rate, which really controls short-term rates, but everything else is predicated on that. So banks will lower their prime rate a little bit. Longer-term rates may come down, which may help mortgages. So we should see that. It's going to be interesting because the Fed doesn't have a lot of history, really, of lowering interest rates when the economy is doing okay. So this will be interesting. I think if they go to half a percent, this is just my opinion, it may signal that they're a little worried about recession, but there's not a lot of information out there that is signaling recession. So that's why a lot of people think it's going to be a quarter point decrease or 0.25% decrease in short-term interest rates.
And, of course, inevitably, this will be followed up by, is this the first of many, a few, and how fast and furious will they come?
Well, I read one Wall Street bank is saying that they predict another 1% on top of 0.25, so 1.25% in 2024, and another 1.25% in 2025. And that's what the bond market is projecting as well. As when we get into the details of future interest rates and longer-term bonds, the bond market is predicting this type of aggressive rate cutting. But you know, that's what it thinks right now, based on the world as it is. But the world changes daily. So, I mean, some new information could come out that maybe unemployment is ticking up more aggressively, or that actually the opposite, if inflation numbers were showing more aggressive increase or not going down as fast as they thought, they may stay steady. So it will depend on the numbers they see. If unemployment is higher, they may be more aggressive in lowering. If inflation stays the same or looks like it could go up again, they will hold steady.
Michael, if they do start cutting, how long would it take before consumers start to feel it?
Well, they'll feel it immediately. So if they lower just 0.25% on Wednesday, people will start seeing that in credit card rates, hopefully in mortgage rates for people, auto loans, all those will be affected immediately. Now, on the flip side, interest rates on savings will go down as well for people that are saving money.
The markets don't seem like they're changing a ton as we go into this. What I mean, and it's been expected for a long time. Will this have really any impact on the markets over the next several weeks or months?
It will if they do something that's unexpected, or, as I mentioned a minute ago, whether there's some new data that says that unemployment is going up more aggressively than it has in the past, or if some inflation numbers come in that aren't good. That may upset the markets a little bit. I think the biggest issue right now is if they go a half a percent, how that will affect the markets. I think the expectation is a quarter percent, and we get volatility when things deviate from expectations.
You know, I'm wondering, Do the markets react to political developments, including what happened yesterday, the second attempted assassination of former President Trump?
We're not seeing that in the futures today. And I think as time goes on, I know I'm getting inundated with data from sources that show that presidential elections in the long term really don't make that much of a difference, depending on the time frame you take. Stock markets, whether it's a Republican or Democrat in the White House, seem to give you the same return over time. And so I think we're learning a little bit more about that, and advisors are able to show their clients that data, and people may not be panicking as much or worried about who may be in office. So I think what we see is the United States economy is a huge economic machine, and it would take a bigger event than a presidential assassination, although that would be big, or a presidential candidate assassination, to really disrupt the long-term health of the economy.
You know, I'm just picturing all these people on Wall Street hearing all this news that we talk about every single day and just going, wake me up when Walmart reports their earnings.
I think so, but that's part of the fun of it for people, and that's where they make their short-term gains, right? They're speculating, and they're putting money in certain places. That's why we get the volatility, not from you and I in our 401k and what we're doing in it. It's the Wall Street bankers that are making bets on, you know, what is inflation number, you know, how inflation numbers will affect things. Or some people are probably betting right now that the Fed may do a half a cut in their structuring investments that way. So that's what moves the markets is the big money taking positions that will go in favor or against them when new news comes out or something that is unexpected comes out. Well, that's new news, but I should say that deviates from what is expected, like a quarter point cut in interest rates.
All right. Well, when does the Fed meet? When do you expect this decision to come on interest rates?
Wednesday afternoon, they should be announcing. And the other thing, if they announce a 0.25%, the other thing will be to listen to what Jerome Powell says. The comments are always big. People are always trying to read the tea leaves there. But to date, he's been pretty clear in his language. So, but one of the things he said at Jackson Hole a month ago was, you know, he's looking at unemployment. That's got him worried a little bit. That's why some people unemployment. The jobs data was not as still good, but it was a little less healthy than it had been. So that's why some people thought they might do a 0.5% decrease in interest rates. But Wednesday, look at it. Listen to what Powell says. He's usually pretty clear in where things are going. So that's my advice on that.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us live with a look at Fed's big decision, a big week for the economy.